This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another what's it worth question. The good old-fashioned apology. The White House, all the way up to and including the president, has been apologizing for the failures of Obamacare. CBS News has said it's sorry for its flawed 60 Minutes report on Benghazi. All of which means what exactly? Kate Davidson has that story.
Davia Temin runs a crisis and reputation management firm for businesses. So she's pretty good at spotting the faux-pology.
That goes something like, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
Remember when the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch said he only markets to cool, attractive people? Well, years later, he was still regretting that his words were interpreted in a manner that caused offense. Temin says businesses also mess up apologies by going into denial.
We really didn't do that, did we? If we did do it, it really wasn't that bad, was it?
In medicine, more than 30 states now have laws that make it easier for doctors to say, I'm sorry, while making those apologies inadmissible in court. Some hospitals have reported that as transparency about medical errors goes up and safety improves, lawsuits go down. Bioethicist Art Kaplan says people are receptive to a doctor saying, I'm sorry, my hand slipped.
That's a terrible thing, but it might be excused. If you say, I apologize, I came in drunk, apologies don't get you very far.
But presidential apologies are tricky. Political science professor Graham Dodds points to what critics called Obama's apology tour, the new president's effort to mend fences in Europe and the Middle East.
A lot of his critics, conservative critics especially, just thought this was terrible, that the U.S. should never, ever apologize. You stand your ground, you never say sorry.
And in fact, Obama didn't actually say, I'm sorry, back then. It took the healthcare mess for him to do that now. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.